two reversals right next to each other. Her crime in it, followed by They Feel It, a gun. And the they, I believe, is the blacks, and the gun is a symbol of violence.
Oh, sorry a minute. You feel it, it's done. Oh, sorry a minute. You feel it, it's done.
Uh-huh. Are you hearing that one okay, too?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And once more.
Oh, sorry a minute. You feel it, it's done.
And what I want to do is I want to play this whole track backwards, and you'll hear the reversals mixed in amongst the gibberish. Two reversals, her crime in it, followed by They Feel It, a gun.
Amongst the minds of the people, especially the snorting self, the sluts in the city of the afternoon. Sorry, man, it's not much. Yes, it's done, no, you. That's behavior.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
Yeah, so let's just do that one more time for those who missed it. A little bit of gibberish beforehand, then there's those reversals slapped right bang in the center of the backwards gibberish. Okay, and
you must go absolutely nuts trying to find this.
Oh, you have no idea. It sounds very easy when I play these on the air, but the work that goes into this is intense. I think I've mentioned before, it probably takes me a good 100 hours of work to prepare for one broadcast. And it's probably one of the factors that deters students from very serious research into this is that it's such a tremendously time-consuming process.
Sure.
But that's about to change. I mentioned on the last program we've had some software developed that can actually find the reversals. It won't actually decipher them yet, but at least we can go straight to it and find them. Reversals have a very unique tonal signature that the computer is able to locate.
So the computer then just looks for a tonal change?
Correct. It recognizes the way the program works. It highlights the section with a gray color. I mean, I'm not too sure how the software finds it, but it you see the waveform.